Hey, thank you so much, Coach. Maybe a reinvigorated team that comes back on the ice as you guys have the All-Star break. What have you noticed that does for a team when you get a little time away from the arena? Some guys go out of town just to try to hit the reset button a bit.
But there's a lot of energy in practice yesterday. You could see that. I mean, guys are rested. A lot of them spent a lot of time together, so they probably had a fun time bonding. And you're hopeful that that stuff translates into a good game to start the last lap of the season here.
What are the areas of emphasis in your mind now for the back half of the season, things that are going to be the difference makers as now you make that final stretch down towards the playoffs?
The consistency. You know, we've got into this win one, lose one again. You know, that was what we were doing prior to the run we went on, and we've got to try and find a way to be that consistent team that just makes winning a natural habit. We looked a little tired in the second and third period, which was unusual. So we got to do some things internally maybe to try and salvage some energy.
Looking at this Tucson team, you played well against them. I mean, it's one of the best teams in the league record-wise, but you've had success against them. You've had success here. What's it going to take in your mind to get the result you want tonight?
Well, I think there's a lot of respect for this team. They can hurt you in a lot of ways. They have a lot of depth up front. They're the highest scoring team, I believe, in the division or in the conference. They and Stockton are, and their defense present a real threat. Now they've got Ness and Capobianco and Gross here, so they've got their full allotment of D, and all those guys are capable of producing points. So I think it puts the team on alert. You've got to be very responsible away from the puck. They can hurt you with decisions that you make 180 feet from your net on the offensive zone or the forecheck. So I just think it's the series and the Tucson team really has 100% of our attention. And it should have it every opponent, but they're a team that can really hurt you in a lot of different ways, so you better be on your A game.
No Logan O'Connor here tonight, but it gets you a chance to put Jacob McDonald up front. What have you noticed that he does well? Because not everybody can make that adaptation to play in a different role, but he's done it this year and he's done it well.
Yeah, it's his pathway to the NHL, and they all have their NHL dreams, is through playing defense. So, you know, to his credit, like we talked to him, it's not a negative thing to be able to go forward in D. Years ago, there was probably every other team had a guy that could do both when there wasn't as much movement in the rosters. But when you have a guy that can do it, and you see teams quite often now play 7D and 11 forwards, and they can fit in there as a hybrid forward D, it gives you a lot of flexibility with your lineup. What makes it unique about him is that he's actually good up there. Like, he's a good athlete. He can shoot a puck. He's got good offensive instincts. He's a terrific skater forward. He's really fast. You don't see it as much when he's playing defense, but he can keep up with the play. So you know, when he didn't run through that stretch when we were going through Texas, he was scoring too. So and it'll make his overall game better too. I told him that when you have to play on both sides of the puck, it just makes your overall game better. So it's a really easy decision for us, and for him, you know, we're grateful that he's a team guy and he wants to do it.
Well, looking also at getting a guy like Kevin Connaughton back in this lineup, I mean, it's been a long time since you had both Timmins and Connaughton healthy. You have them that way now. What does that do? What does that open up for you along the blue line?
Well, it gives you more power play flexibility. Both those guys are good power play guys. Kevin was getting his player of the week, just had a boatload of points. I think a lot of them were on the power play. I got a lot of experience as a veteran player in the NHL and the AHL. And then Cono, I think, is a terrific prospect. He's got really, really good instincts at the blue line. He's kind of built to be a power play defenseman. He's good at that quarterback slot at the offensive blue line, which you have to be a good power play. You got to have a good guy at the blue line. You got a good half wall guy. So I think with him and TJ on kind of reuniting on that in that slot there, I think it's going to give us some energy in the power play.
Last question for you. With Adam Werner out for the time being with an injury, it's going to be Hunter Miska that you ask to carry the load here. When he's playing his best, what do you see from him? What do you want to see tonight?
He's out of his net and he's active. I think his challenge is to be calm. Like, he gets out of the net, be active, but be calm. He tends to get a little bit too excited. He gets too active with the puck at times. He's got to learn to channel his energy in a real kind of an efficient way.
All right, big points up for grabs tonight. Best of luck.
Thank you.
All right, that's Eagles head coach Greg Cronin. We'll get it back to you in the studio.